Repent. I'm sorry. I don't know what else to say. I see you there, barely discernible under the shaggy tamarack, your fur drab, your sharp eyes ablaze, your teeth agleam. I can almost feel you snarling at me, and swear that if I could reach you, I would snarl in sympathy. You live in peril's shadow, forced off your ancestors' fertile land, chased and hunted down in cold blood, out of envy, out of dread, as if you were some lesser being, something other, as if you were no spirit friend, no envoy to the moon, singing your songs of love and kinship deep into the night sky, and patrolling stealthy your woods and plains, your kingdom by day. I cry for you, your forebears and descendants, tears that belie my human fear, tears infused with deep respect, understanding full well how we, selfish and arrogant, rampaged over your plains, felled your trees, and paved and fragmented your domain with our treacherous roadways, cold stone buildings, and barbed wire fences. What reparations could possibly undo these centuries of violence we committed against your people? I'm sorry. I pray to you, your eyes now tired, your breath less steamy, your will to live tested daily. May I try to stem the damage to you, to us? May I hold you in my heart, sing for you a new song of love awakened, of past transgressions revisited and redressed. May we once again share one land and one sky? Or just go, my spirit friend, and take comfort with your own. Best to avoid me and others who look like me, but let us both pray that we'll sing together one red moonlit night.